Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. I'm delighted to be joined by Charlie Ashton, Director of Business Development at Wind River. Welcome, Charlie.
Thank you, Allison. Glad to be here.
So Wind River has been on the program a couple of times before, but why don't we remind the audience what the specific focus of Wind River is in the marketplace?
In the telecom market, which I think is what we're talking about here today, Wind River is very focused on providing a high reliability infrastructure software solution that enables virtualized network functions to run on basically commodity servers and maintain the level of reliability that telco service providers expect and their customers require.
When you look at the opportunity that network transformation represents to the telco arena, how has this changed Wind River's engagement in this space? And have we looked at new market opportunities for Wind River with this transformation?
Wind River had a group of really smart people probably 3 years ago that took a look at what was going on in network virtualization in the telecom space and basically predicted what would happen with network functions virtualization or NFV. And they saw a major opportunity for Wind River to provide a very important, very critical solution in this marketplace, and actually went out and built a team comprising industry experts from companies like Nortel and Genband, who have between them many decades of experience of building carrier-grade platforms for the telco space. So we actually staffed up a dedicated team with specific expertise to go after this market space.
And let's fast forward a couple of years. Where are we today after that three-year journey?
Last year, we delivered the first release of Titanium Server on schedule. Had a number of customers that were very happy to see it show up. We're just in the process of doing the second major release, the 2015 release. We have very good traction with customers, including some big names like HP that have already gone public. We're also seeing a lot of interest from their customers, which is the telco service providers themselves. You know, with NFV, the service providers are getting very involved in the details of the technology, much more so than they did before. So we actually spend a lot of time working with service providers to make sure that they understand how we address some of their critical business challenges, and then their pull gets reflected back to their suppliers, which typically are the telecom equipment manufacturers or the system integrators.
So tell me about Titanium Server and what is new in the 2015 edition.
Titanium Server is a software infrastructure platform that runs on commodity standard x86 based servers and enables those servers to run the virtual services with the full level of carrier grade or telco reliability that are needed for most services that are provided by operators. The initial release of Titanium Server that came out last year was targeted at the initial customer base that we had and the initial use cases that we saw. In this year's release, we've added support for a couple other critical features. For example, support for integration with SDN data centers, support for OpenFlow, because we see that increasingly the service providers are looking at their NFV installations really as being extensions of their existing cloud data centers. Mm-hmm. So they need some of that support for existing SDN infrastructure.
That's an interesting observation. Why do you think they're looking at it that way?
I think it's because of how they're structured. I mean, in order to really get the operational benefits that NFV promises, then the plan is that they will deploy these virtual network functions in a data center environment. And so typically they already have cloud data centers, and sometimes they offer those as carrier cloud services out to their customers. When they approach their IT operations, you know, with the challenge of how are you going to deploy NFV as an extension to the existing infrastructure, then the IT guys very much look at how much they can reuse and how much they can leverage what's in their current cloud data centers. And typically those will be SDN software controlled data centers in a lot of cases.
How is the introduction of Titanium Server with the new capabilities been met in the market, and any surprises in terms of key features that the people have valued more than others?
No, actually we've been very pleased. You know, when we first took Titanium Server out to the market last year, in general the feature set was very well received. And we haven't had to do a whole lot of feature set extensions based on customer input. I think that probably speaks pretty highly to the expertise of the team, mm-hmm. that right from the start, since they came out of a telco background, they really understood what the requirements would be there.
What is the changing dynamic of industry collaboration that you've seen with this transition?
So NFV is all based around open standards, defined at multiple levels of the whole end-to-end architecture. Mm-hmm. And it's been very interesting. Those open standards have really encouraged new software companies in particular to get into the telecom space because they really couldn't provide solutions for telecom before. Historically, telecom infrastructure was based on proprietary physical equipment, proprietary software running on proprietary hardware. There weren't the opportunity for ISVs, for independent software vendors, to really get in and provide value. So what we're seeing now is we're seeing a good number of new software companies entering the telecom space. We're also seeing some companies who historically used to provide integrated hardware software products. They're decoupling their software and now licensing that separately. So from the point of view of the service providers, this is very good because it increases the amount of choice that they have in terms of interoperable software products that they can deploy. It also presents some challenges because it means that pretty much any deployment is going to involve multiple vendors, and the service providers need an assurance that all the different software elements they select actually are going to work together. So you're seeing a lot of people working on ecosystems to address that problem. In the case of Titanium Server, just about a year ago, we launched our ecosystem, which is called Titanium Cloud. And through Titanium Cloud, we work with a variety of hardware and software partners with deep engineering engagements. So we validate their hardware and software works correctly with Titanium Server. That's very valuable from the point of view of the service provider, because now they don't have to worry about doing that validation or integration themselves. So it helps to de-risk their deployment plans and get them to market sooner.
Tell me about the process of validating different solution stacks within this environment, and what have you learned as you've launched the Titanium Cloud in terms of maybe some unique challenges that you weren't experiencing before?
One of the things that we've learned is there's a difference between a virtualized network function and a VNF, according to the ETSI terminology. There's been a couple of cases where we've sat down and talked to a potential partner about how easy it would be to onboard their virtual app to run with Titanium Server. And what we've concluded is that actually they haven't built something that strictly follows the VNF definition that's been laid down by ETSI. In a lot of cases, maybe they've included in their product other elements, for example, of the NFV infrastructure platform, which typically would not be found in a VNF. That causes a problem then, because then you have some overlap between their virtualized function and a strict NFVI implementation. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe some repartitioning is necessary. So the thing that we've learned and that we've put in place as part of our onboarding process is before we actually start the engineering engagement and start delivering code and sitting down and doing technical support with a partner, we have a technical due diligence discussion where basically we bring in a couple of our technical experts and a couple of their technical experts. And the whole goal is to try to anticipate any problems that will be found when we start that onboarding process so that we can plan for it and so that there's no surprises and we can have predictable schedules.
It was lovely talking, Charlie. If we've got folks online that want to learn more about what Wind River is offering in this space, where would you send them?
Well, there's a tremendous amount of information on our website. And then, of course, we're always glad to reach out and talk to anybody face-to-face, and all of that contact information is just on the website.
Thanks so much for taking the time today.
Well, thanks, Allison.